This impromptu on WFMT is supported in part by a grant from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, a Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture, and by generous gifts from members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. This afternoon in the Levin Performance Studio, we have with us cellist Jan Maxson, harmonica virtuoso, pianist and composer Corky Siegel, guitarist Goran Ivanovic, and pianist Ani Gogova. They can be seen in concert this Sunday, 1 p.m., in City Winery, Chicago. Tickets and info about that can be found at 312-733-WINE or at citywinery.com. Today on this program, we're going to hear something of a preview of that concert. To begin, they'll play for us the three pieces collectively called From Jewish Life by the 20th century Swiss-born American composer Ernest Bloch. He's primarily known for his Jewish music, although his canon is much more broad than that. And as for what he meant by the term Jewish music, he wrote, "In all those compositions of mine which have been termed Jewish, I have not approached the problem from without," in other words, by employing more or less authentic melodies, or more or less sacred Oriental formulas, rhythms, or intervals. "No, I have hearkened to an inner voice, deep, secret, insistent, burning, an instinct rather than any cold, dry reasoning process, a voice which seemed to come from far beyond, beyond myself and my parents, a voice which surged up in me on reading certain passages in the Bible. It was this Jewish heritage as a whole which stirred me, and music was the result. To what extent such music is Jewish, to what extent it is just Ernest Bloch, of that I know nothing. The future alone will decide." The three pieces which make up the 1924 suite From Jewish Life are Prayer, Supplication, and Jewish Song. Here are cellist Jan Maxson and pianist Ani Gogova.
Thank you.
From Jewish Life by Ernest Bloch, Prayer, Supplication, and Jewish Song. Our performers, cellist Jan Maksin and pianist Annie Gogova. Two of our guests this afternoon for this impromptu. Corky Siegel is here, as is Goran Ivanovich, and we'll hear from them a bit later on. We're going to hear, though, from Ian and Annie once again very shortly in Music of Bartok. And first of all, welcome, all of you. It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much, Gary. Great to be back.
As I mentioned before we heard that music of Bloch, although it sounds like it could very well be Jewish folk material that you're playing there, it isn't. It's all original music by Bloch. But in the case of the Bartok we're going to hear, it's, it gets much closer to being really authentic folk music.
It's true, absolutely. Even though there are some parallels as far as the origin, perhaps original origin of these, the inspiration where they both drew from. So it's definitely quite a bit in common.
Now, you've chosen to play one of these with piano, and then you're going to have Goran join you on guitar for two of them. And I know that these pieces have been, or have I got it reversed or whatever? I know that these pieces are commonly heard, or at least initially written for piano, but they have been arranged for a number of instruments. They've been arranged for orchestra, and they've been arranged, I think there's a very famous arrangement for violin and piano. Now, the arrangement you're playing, is this yours, or is it someone else's, or what?
Well, it was actually Goran who originally introduced me to these arrangements last year. And what we have in front of us is the arrangement for guitar and flute. So I pretty much just took the flute part and rearranged it myself for the cello, added a few things, took out a few things, and so it went on. So we've been playing those with Goran very successfully. People love it. We usually save it for the end of the show. It's a very very good piece to end, and it's very accessible. It's not, even though it's 20th century music, it really resonates with people, both classical music aficionados as well as people who might not be really familiar with these works. And then I suggested that Annie and I try it out on the piano, and I believe the music that Annie has is the arrangement for violin and piano, so we don't really have a cello part anywhere, although I think it exists somewhere out there, but I never got my hands on it, so I've been pretty much playing off of what I had.
Okay, so exactly who's going to be playing what? And
let's see, we got a bit of musical chairs going on here, so yeah. I thought it would just be interesting to see, to show the listeners what it sounds like in both versions. So first, Annie and I are going to play one movement for the cello and piano version, and then Goran and I will play a couple more together. So, Annie, what's the name of the first one that we're...
We'll play the Morning Horn Song.
Morning Horn Song.
Okay. And then you'll just play all of them, right?
We'll keep going. Oh, and then Goran and I are going to play. Goran, do you have the... I have the names here. In Romanian, the first one is called... I'm not going to attempt to pronounce that. Annie, do you have the English translations of those? Do you remember? The first one I remember is called Stick Dance. The second one is called Bratul in Romanian. And the third one
Sash is, Dance, I guess that is.
Right. And the third one is a dance in one place.
Okay.
That I remember.
Thanks, too. Thank you.
Some of the Hungarian, the Romanian folk dances of Béla Bartók, performed first by Jan Maxen, cello, and Anna Gogova, piano, and then with guitarist Goran Ivanovich. Goran, I guess you have a new album out, and Jan is on that with you as a guest.
Thanks for mentioning it.
Yes.
It was such a joy to have Jan, especially on this album. And when I first wrote this piece about 2 years ago, it was just basically a solo guitar tune. Once I showed it to him, he basically brought a new new dimension to the piece, and it's ever since become, you know, sort of impossible to play it without him. So it's a great thing that happened there.
Nice to be so valuable.
Thanks, Goran. I really appreciate it, and I love this tune.
This is Maurice's Ragtime we're talking about?
Yes.
Well, tell me about the inspiration of the piece.
Well, I always wanted to write sort of a slow ragtime tune with maybe a little more of a modern harmony. So Maurice, sort of inspired by Maurice Ravel, and ragtime being, you know, Scott Joplin and composers of that era. So I sort of wanted to make a tune that maybe somebody like Elliott Smith or, you know, maybe John Lennon would write, sort of kind of not that serious type of piece, but something you could potentially sing and have it more like a song rather than a serious piece of music.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Ravel himself loved jazz.
Yes.
Very much into it. Was there any particular piece of Ravel's that sort of got you going in this direction?
I'm sorry to say, but no.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Yep. Let's hear it then. That's music by Goran Ivanovich. Maurice's Ragtime, played by Goran Ivanovich, guitar, and Jan Maxson, cello. I can hear both influences there, both Ravel and John Lennon. Ooh. Works. It's great. And how did you two first get together and collaborate? How did that all start out?
Oh, that's a good question. Goran's a pretty well-known guy in town, so I kept my eye sort of on his performances for a number of years, and I never just got around to seeing him live until Goran came to see me live one day at a performance and introduced himself, and that's how we met. And that's something I always wanted to do, to collaborate with him for years. So we started talking, and eventually we got together, and there was already a number of performance opportunities lined up even before we started playing. So we just grew our repertoire, and now we're playing quite a few concerts together. We're going on a sort of a big national tour starting February from Great. Miami to Seattle, and just playing a lot together these days.
You have a residency in Miami as well, or is that just you?
What I'm doing in March in Miami, it's a big project put together by Orchestra Miami, so I'm going to be doing several concerto performances, playing Rococo variations with the Orchestra Miami. But they also asked me to bring in a program of something different from straight up classical music. So I thought of Goran right away. And so we're going to be doing two performances. So under the auspices of Orchestra Miami, but it's just going to be a performance of Goran and I playing different things together, from classical to other things that we play together. Goran's original music, Goran's arrangements of music from the Balkans. We play all sorts of things.
Great.
That's pretty much it.
Great. And you mentioned how you kind of gravitated toward Goran because he's a very prominent musician in town. And of course, any prominent musician in this town eventually gravitates toward that gentleman over there, Corky Siegel.
Absolutely.
And so this is quite understandable that all this would come together. Speaking of coming together, we have a song by that name coming up with you two.
That's right.
And actually, you're playing a solo.
Yeah, that's my solo arrangement. Okay. I want to say a couple of words about it.
All right. But first, since we're going to do all three songs as a set, let's bring Corky into the discussion as well to talk about. You got your mic on there? Good.
Yeah, I think so. One, two, hello.
Yep, you're there. So, Corky, who came to who first? I mean, I know that if there's a fine musician in town, you often find him and play with him, and that often works out very well.
Well, I think we met in Miami.
Of all places.
It's a good place to meet.
I was on tour in Miami with Ani, actually, at that time. It so happened that Corky was playing in Miami same night, and we were supposed to be playing in the same series as Corky a couple of months down the road. So they asked us, since you're in town, why don't you come and sort of play a little preview? And so to make a long story short, we ended up jamming with Corky on his show in Miami. So that's how we met.
Hey, that was great.
Yeah.
What a great surprise.
That was great. Thanks for letting us crash your show.
You're welcome.
Your
Thank
show.
You for letting me crash your show here.
Absolutely. That was intended that way. So it took a little while. It must have been a couple of years ago, and I've been meaning to invite Corky to do a show together. It just hasn't materialized, but I guess there's always right time for everything, and now it is.
That will be taking place, again, Sunday afternoon at 1 in City Winery, Chicago, 1200 West Randolph, and I'll mention that again for our listeners. But let's talk about the music we're going to hear. First, your solo, and then a couple of things involving Corky. Tell us what
we have. So a couple of things about the solo piece. Recently, I decided to challenge myself to create a new way of playing the cello. It was inspired by, actually, another guitarist. His name is Gabriel Datko, who plays has a unique style of playing everything at the same time. You can play bass, strum, drum, and melody at the same time. And I thought, there's got to be a way to figure out a way of doing the same thing on the cello. So I started messing with it in the practice room, and eventually I came up with some ideas on how to make it work. So this arrangement of Come Together by John Lennon was actually the first piece that I ever arranged in that particular fashion. And at City Winery, I'm going to do several more of the brand new ones that I've been working on. So it sort of allows you to play bass accompaniment and melody at the same time, which is a bit of an oxymoron on the cello, because you think that the cello can usually play just a melody, or at best maybe double stops, but not really three things at the same time.
Oh,
so
great.
Here it is. And then the two pieces.
Corky, tell us about Opus 16 first.
Oh, Opus 16 is actually a composition for chamber blues, but this is just sort of a reflection. It's an improvisation. You know, the 98% improvised, but just a reflection on that piece. And then the other piece we're going to perform is something that actually started out with Little Walter and popularized by Paul Butterfield. And it's loosely based on a piece called Mellow Down Easy, which I think was also inspired, by the way, by Bartok.
How about
B-A-R-T-A-L-K. It's a
Oh, yeah, that's
Corky.
You
know, blues piece, you know.
All right, let's hear this music then, beginning with the Lennon, and then to Corky Siegel's Opus 16, and then music by Little Walter, Mellow Down and Easy.
Start with the Mellow Down Easy variations.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know, are we?
No, Opus 16.
Oh, okay, Opus 16.
Which means you go to the piano, sir.
Okay.
Okay, I'm over here by the piano. So you come in, I'll give you the little lead in.
Right.
With the pizzicato, okay?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. I have to catch my breath.
Thank you.
Well.
Little Walter's Mellow Down and Easy, played by Corky Siegel, harmonica, and Jan Maxson, cello. Before that, Corky and his Opus 16, with Jan as well on that. And before that, Come Together by John Lennon, and a cello solo by Jan Maxson on that piece. Bringing us to the end of this impromptu, and we do want to mention that Corky is rather busy in the next few weeks in the area. He's going to be performing at Space in Evanston with Chamber Blues and Matthew Santos on February 6th. On the 10th of February, he's back at the City Winery for Common Cause Illinois. He'll be presenting a music workshop for piano teachers at the Illinois State Music Teachers Association in Wheaton on February 25th. And then another local gig, one in the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, everyone's welcome to come to that one.
Me, I'd love to. Can you fit me in your suitcase, please?
You're on.
Anyway, thanks to all participating in this impromptu, Jan Maxson, Goran Ivanovich, Anna Gogova, and Corky Siegel. These artists will be appearing right here in the Chicago area in concert this Sunday afternoon at 1 in City Winery, Chicago, 1200 West Randolph. For tickets and information, you can call 312-733-WINE or go to citywinery.com. And our thanks again to everyone for being with us this afternoon. Thanks also to music producer Mary Mazurek and to the producer of Impromptu, Louise Frank. I'm Carrie Frumkin. Impromptus on WFMT are supported in part by grants from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, a Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture, and by generous gifts from members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. And if you enjoyed this live performance, please become a sustaining member today. Ongoing monthly contributions are one of the most effective ways to support the station. Become a sustaining member right now by pledging online at WFMT.com. This is WFMT Chicago, 98.7 FM HD1 and WFMT.com.